It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. We start with an email note from Connie. As I listened to feedback this morning, I felt compelled to speak up and say how much I value your programming, except for Ask Me Another, and how glad I am that I can receive it from the Hazard transmitter. If the transmission gets staticky, I listen on my phone and have never had a problem. Anyway, I wanted to send you a big thumbs up. We had a note last week from Rodney. Rodney says, I called in two accidents this morning that significantly impacted my commute to work in Jessamine County. I did not hear an announcement at any time, even though you did announce other closures. Rodney went on to tell us that he was changing stations and that WEKU had lost a listener. I did a little research on this and discovered that morning anchor Brian Bartlett received Rodney's call and relayed his message about the accidents on the air at the next opportunity. Appropriately, Brian advised listeners that this was an unverified report. For the record, we are doing what we can to relay accurate information about traffic when that information is available. We're continuing to look into how to do a better and more comprehensive job despite our very limited staffing resources. And finally, from the listener comment line.
Hey, I love your jazz on Friday nights. Really adds a lot of variety to your programming, and it's great late-night music. Thanks a lot. Keep it coming.
That message was from David in Lexington, by the way.
Love that jazz.
We're interested in your feedback. Write to us at WEKU at EKU.edu. Call 859-622-1657. You can post on the WEKU Facebook page or send a tweet at 889-WEKU. Then tune in again next Monday at 6:31 or 8:31 a.m. or 5:33 p.m. for listener feedback on 889-WEKU.